Martin Boozer was the first to take off out of the second checkpoint along the Yukon River. As he put booties on his dogs, he teased Aaron Burmeister about his howling team.
Hey, you gotta breed a little better eaters there, Aaron. You gotta breed some better eaters.
Burmeister's team was barking for food as the gnome musher scooped a combination of kibble and meat into their bowls.
It's really nice to see it yourself and empty out two coolers right when you get here and get it into them. Plus 20 pounds of dog food and about 20 pounds of meat, so that's their first meal. They ate enough calories to get them to Uniclete already.
His run hasn't been easy. His knee is shredded. It's a combination of a torn ACL, MCL, and meniscus.
On a lot of sharp turns, if there's a tree in front of me, I tip the sled over so I don't run into it because I can't steer the sled. I can't use my right leg to swivel like I usually do driving a sled. So it's easier just to tip the sled over and then pull it around the tree.
Burmeister says he was 2 hours ahead of schedule coming into Galena. Allie Zirkel says her plan is also playing out well.
My plan was to try not to run them any longer than 8.5 hours, 9 hours, to keep their run slow so their speed would stay high. That was the plan. I don't know if it's going to work. But
Zirkel says she's puzzled by Martin Boozer's plan to run long and rest short. She's likely to chase, but she'll also keep an eye over her shoulder.
Just because everyone's constantly flowing, it's like this vibe of forward and back, and you're never really ahead of anyone, are you? When they can just stop, put the pedal to the metal, and catch up to you.
The trail is hard and fast along the river, so mushers will likely hold teams back as they near the Bering Sea coast. That's where many of them expect a much more challenging trail. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Galena.